discussing the sugya of Yeralef Madeis, a person engages in Shlita on Yantif, clearly Malachas Alchon Nefesh, and seemingly he could be stuck. He's only going to be using part of the Behem on Yantif itself. And if simply you ignore the rest of the animal, it's going to start to decay. Rashi already pointed out on the Chaf Gimel Beis, that's where you allow Shlita on Yantif, because if you do so in advance, Osi the Misrach. Under normal conditions, a person would start using the hides and using the excess meat and starting to salt and preserve. So what exactly you do when it comes to Yantif? So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. One is Rav Yira Mar Shmuel, and that is Maleach Adam Kama Chatichos Basa, as long as you do so Bevas Achas. You have to do so simultaneously. Even if all you need is one Chaticha, but nonetheless the allowance, Bevas Achas, Rashi writes, Chad Tircha Lekulu. You're not engaging in any other activity, anything that there's a tircha, anything that's arduous. You're going to be salting in any case. So therefore, bevasachas, that is considered to be mutter. Okay, that's the chiddush of Shmuel. And the Gemara tells us, ooh, Adab Rabba apparently even went a step further, and somehow he's able to go ahead and to salt separately. That's shita we'll see. But what exactly is Rav Yira Mar Shmuel that says if you do so, bevasachas? So seemingly it means the following, that you have, you know, a container of salt, and you're going to pour it onto the pieces of basar. So as long as you do it, bevasachas, the tirkulukulo, that is considered to be sufficient. At first glance, it seems very simply that this is an important application, but this is a halachi yadua. This is what the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph of Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru means, you know, hilchasa. The Summer Shon referred to it as like Halacha Moshe Misina. It means something that dates back and back and back and back and back. Now, and what is that Bema Samru? That Mamala Isha Kol HaKadera Basa Fal Pishin Otsricha Elo Chaticha Akas. That you know what? You're going ahead and cooking. You don't have to be Mitzamsim. Only cook exactly what is necessary for Yantif. You're putting up the pot, so you know what? You can go ahead and fill up the pot. Fill up the pot. You can flip the entire Kedera, and therefore all of that is going to be considered to be under the guise of Meleches Olchon Nefesh. And therefore, this is simply a case of Mar B'Shiurim. In fact, the Rambam puts these two together. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Mamali Isha Kedera Achas Basar. Ooh, the Rambam cites the Sugya Daf Yud Zayin. And the Rambam writes, Moleach Adam Kama Chatichos Basar B'Vas Achas. And the Rambam quotes our Gemara Daf Yid Aleph, Yid Zayin Yid Aleph, Haynu Hach, that this is exactly the sugya of Marba B'Shiurim, and therefore it's considered to be Mutzer. This really is the case. So therefore, in Achinami, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is giving us an application of this halacha, but this should not be subject to machlokes at all. And we pointed out it's somewhat surprising, because when you look at the Rush in Aleph to Zayin, all of a sudden the Rush throws in the line that not necessarily. Less thy time of cloud the Shirusa de Shmuel. Not everyone agrees. Rav Adab Rabba apparently disagreed with this allowance of Shmuel. The allowance of Shmuel is Marba B'Shiurim. And that's a halacha psuka. No, that's the Emes Amru. How indeed would one disagree? So Pasha of Shat, no doubt, that Shmuel's halacha is Marba B'Shiurim, which indeed is Mutter. On that sugyan, Daf Yud Zayin, we saw the Ran, Daf Tesma Beis, and Daf Harif, where the Ran was bothered by the following. Why exactly is that mutter? Why do we assume that Mar B'Shiurim is mutter? Because if you look elsewhere, Mar B'Shiurim certainly is considered to be that which is aser. And the Ran writes that in Issa D'Araisa. Where is that elsewhere? The Ran cites the Sugya Menachos Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says the following: Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Yisrei Torah. Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Es HaShabbos. A person is a Chol Masukan. And the doctor says he has to eat. He has to eat fruit. And you know what? The recommendation is he has to have shtei grogros. You know what? He needs two dried figs. Two figs. Okay, good. You know what? I don't have any figs in the house. But you know, I have a backyard where figs indeed are growing. And I go to the backyard and all of a sudden, you know what I see? Shtei grogros b'shnei yoksin. You know what? I see I have a branch, a one and a one. And I have shalosh boketzechad, and I have a branch of three. Wow. So I don't have a branch of two. If I had a branch of two, it sounds from the Gemara, that's a no-brainer. If you have a branch of two and the chole needs two, take the two. No? My dilemma is that I don't have a two. I have a one, and a three. And that's the diun of the Gemara. Which is preferable? Which is preferable? You have to service the chola. So what does it mean, which is preferable? If I take the one and one, I'm being marbe the malacha, kotzer kotzer. I take the three, it's one act of ksira, I'm being marbe b'shiuri. So that's incredible. That's a diun in the Gemara. What is better? To be marbe b'shiuri or to be marbe b'malacha? That's the diun of the Gemara. Wow, wow. And in a chinami is true. The maskana sagamari is, if that's the reality, 1-1-3, you know what? Do one act of kotzer for the three instead of two acts of ksira for the one and the one. Wow. So Ran points out a couple of ha'aras. Now, ha'ara number one is that you see mar b'shurin is asr. You see it's asr. It's clear from the Gemara. If you could eyeball it too, that's it. We're done. Why? It should be mutl chatchila to cut the three. Because Bem Samru, Yitzayim and Aleph, Mar Bishurin is considered to be that which is absolutely mutter. You see, that's not true. That Mar Bishurin is considered to be Usr, is Usr. Oh, the next point of the Ran. Given that it's Usr, so what's better? Mar B'Malach or Mar Bishurin? Wait, Mar B'Malach. That's a Chumr D'Rabbanan? Not to do unnecessary Malacha? Not to do unnecessary Malacha? The Ran writes, as a Dabra Pashut, the fact that you cannot do unnecessary malacha, that's a din daraisa. A din daraisa. This is what a chola needs. I can do that. I can do that. You can do something that's not vital, not necessary at all. So clearly, marba b'malacha is an issa daraisa. And if the Gemara now has a safek, is it better to be marba b'shiurin or better to be marba b'malacha? It must be very clear that being marba b'shiurin is not only usr, but it's an issa daraisa. Because if one is an issur d'oraisa, one is an issur d'rabbanan, guess what? That's not a suffix. That's not a suffix. It's obvious that you take the three and don't take the one and the one. One and the one is forbidden in the Torah, and three is indeed an issur d'rabbanan. So therefore, the two chidushim of the Ran, that number one, that marba b'shurin is usur, and number two, marba b'shurin is an issur d'oraisa. And with this, the Ran disagrees with the Rashba, that writes the following. No. Of course, marba b'shiurin sometimes is us. But whenever marba b'shiurin is us, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. Okay. Once something is an issur d'rabbanan, how do you know that it's universal? How do you know that's universal? When you're dealing with something which is an issur d'rabbanan, so sometimes yes, sometimes no. No? If we're dealing, for example, with our form of muktzah, beis mabeis, which is drabanan, there's nothing wrong with saying one way on Shabbos, one way on Yantiv. No, interesting, beis mabeis, ooh, we're going to be more machmer on Yantiv. That's kind of unusual, no? The Gemara says, asa d'zuzlebe. The norm, the default, is the opposite. We're going to be more machmer on Shabbos than we are on Yantiv. Oh, so that's exactly the Ri, that's exactly the Rashba. Mar b'shiurin. It is only an issur d'rabbanan. Okay? Number two, mar b'shiurin is an issur d'rabbanan when it's asr l'idei skila. When it's asr l'idei skila. It's an issur d'rabbanan shema yavo l'idei skila. Shema yavo l'idei skila. If you're talking about something where it's not as chamor, who says that there's a gzeira d'rabbanan of shema yavo where the shema yavo is an issur lav and not an issur skila? And that's not necessarily true, that Shemayel Lidiskil is the same as Shemayel Lidimalkas. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with assuming that Marba Bishurin is really Nisr Drabbanan, and this Drabbanan was only formulated B'makom She'asli Deiskil, as opposed to An Yantif, where there's no Kares, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos, it's just Nisrullah. Wow. So that's the teretz of the Rashba. Why is it that Andaf Yud Zayim Ar Aleph, Marba Bishurin is Mutter, and Samach Dara Menachas, Marba Bishurin is Aser? The difference is Shabbos versus Yantiv. The difference is not Olcha Nefesh versus Pikoach Nefesh. The difference is not Malacha A versus Malacha B. The difference is Shabbos versus Yantiv. And that's kind of the norm. We're more machmer on Shabbos than we are when it comes to Yantiv. Not so unusual. No. When we were discussing aspects of Bayram by Matzeh, you know what? Maybe there's a different Bayram by Matzeh when it comes to Chametz Gamur, where if you eat your Chayev Kares, as opposed to other forms of chametz, where there is no Isser of Kares. Whenever you're dealing with an Isser of Shemayavo, an Isser of Siyag, obviously that's impacted by the Chomer HaVeira. That's the teretz of the Reed, that's the teretz of the Rashba, and that's what the Ram disagrees with. The whole premise that Mar Bishur is only Sidra Rabbanim, and now the question is, when did the Chacham formulate the Sidra Rabbanim? So what was the setting of the Gemara? Is it better to Mar Bishur or Mar Ben Malacha? What in the world? Mar Ben Malacha is Nisidaraisa. Mar Bishur is only Sidra Rabbanim. That should be a no-brainer. Of course, take the three. Of course, take the three. The fact that the Gemara has such an abaye and has such a suffix, and the Gemara does not reject it out of hand and say Daraisa versus Rabbanan, you know what it means? They're the same. And just as being Marba Mamalacha is Nisa Daraisa, Rabbi Shurm is also Nisa Daraisa. How can you disagree with that? No. Peri, the Rashba. Maybe one can disagree in the other direction. It sounds a chiddish. Who says Marba Mamalacha is Nisa Daraisa? You're right. Marba Shurm is Nisa Rabbanan. And the Gemara is uncertain which takes preference. You know what that means? Marba b'malacha is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Marba b'malacha is an Issa d'Rabbanan. How in the world? How in the world? You know what the answer is? What do you mean? A person does a one in the one. He did an extra act of kotze. An extra act of kotze. Kotze is a malacha d'araisa. You know what the guy's going to tell me? I know kotze is a malacha d'araisa. But I did so with tzoref pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh is matir yisurin. I didn't do so because I was hungry. I didn't go ahead and take one for the chola and take one for me because I'm hungry. I took both with sora chola. Chola sheis for sakana. So why in the world you're criticizing me? You know what the answer is? You could have been more efficient. You could have been more efficient. I know you did everything for the chola, but you know what? You could have just cut off the bigger branch instead of cutting off the small and the small. So you know what? I'm asking. I could have been more efficient. But let me ask you the following. Lack of efficiency. But both are considered to be within the world of pikuach nefesh. Do you really argue as though one is letzorach pikuach nefesh, and because I could have been more efficient, the second act is mamish, letzorach dvar reshus. The second ksira was done for pikuach nefesh. But I could have been more efficient. Who says efficiency is an issa d'araisa? Maybe that's only issa d'rabbanan. To be marba b'malacha shalom letzorech. You're right. That's an issa d'araisa. Here is letzorech pikuach nefesh. Moshav Shat, that's the sheet of the Ri and the sheet of the Rashba. I agree with the reasoning of the Ram. You can't argue one's d'araisa and one's d'rabbanan because otherwise the Gemara should not have had an abaya. But you know what the maskana is? Both are d'rabbanan. Both are d'rabbanan. Wow. And that's against the sheet of the Ram that writes, no, both are d'araisa. If you're guilty of being inefficient, that's a critique. No, that's issa d'araisa. You didn't have to do that which you did at tzarach chola. That is not called doing it at tzarach chola. B'marba b'malacha, that's issa d'araisa. And if the Gemara is uncertain which is preferable, therefore Mabe Shurin is issa d'araisa as well. So that mikatsa l'katsa, when it's aser, it's issa d'araisa. And when it's mutter l'chadchila. Why in the world? So that was that magnificent run. How in the world can you compare ochel nefesh to pikuach nefesh? You're comparing completely different materium. Why should one distinguish? So not found in Gemara? But that's the chiddush that the Ran writes, that all of this boils down to hutra and dechulia. What's found in the Gemara about hutra and dechulia, yom daf av, sanhen daf yadbeis, is the nafkamina is efshar or efshar l'kayim shneihen. That's the nafkamina in Shas between hutra and dechulia. If there's a way out, there's a way out. Okay? You know what? So, Pesach is coming. Knesset Yisrael is coming. Should we be ma'aber the Shana in order to see to it that the Karban Pesach is bought the Torah, not bought the Tumah? Yeah, but the Torah says that the Karban Pesach can be brought the Tumah if the Tzibur is tamei. If that's only Dukhuya, that's only if you're stuck. That's only if it's a Yev Shalakayim Shneim. You have a great Eitzah. Ibor HaShana, buy time. Minal Katsa L'Katsa. If you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, you're not allowed to be Mab B'shana. That's called an Ibor HaShana Shalom L'Tzarek. Wow. Either you're Mechuyev or you're not allowed. Either it's your Chayev or it's Oseh, based on Hutra and Dukhuya. That's Efshe Yefshe L'Kayim Shneim, as we discussed many times when it comes to Ochon Efesh. Ooh, so the Ran writes a corollary. No. Well, what do you mean Efshe Yefshe L'Kayim Shneim? Dukhuya is only Keneged HaTzarek. Keneged HaTzarek. So, if there's a way out, there is no tzarech. And if there is a tzarech, you can only do what is necessary for the tzarech. Marba b'shiurim. What do you mean marba b'shiurim? Dechuy doesn't allow you to go above and beyond in any shape or form that's tzarech. Meaning that if there's a way to do sabah heter, you do sabah heter. If all the tzarech is this, then only this is mutter. That is aser. And that's the yisod. It has nothing to do with Shabbos versus yantiv. I would say the same thing is true if this person was a chola on yantiv. Pikoach nefesh is only duchulia, and you can only do that which is allowed, ba'al ha'chola, and nothing more, even on yantiv itself. Ocho nefesh, so that's the Ran. Ocho nefesh is utra. Oh, and that's the Ran l'shitase. That ocho nefesh is mutter, even a b'malkom shef shalas or shneihem. And that's the Ran further l'shitase, daf yabezim, abezim, daf yarif. That lisha ve'elach, tosus daf gimel, that's a din rabbanu. That's a din rabbanu. Because if ocho nefesh is matir, meaning simchas yantif is matir and iser malacha, why would you say it depends on lisha ve'elech? What's the svara? Why would one say? Oh, because these are things that normally you do for the coming meal. And these are things that normally you do in larger quantities. That's a din d'oraisa. That's a din d'oraisa. If something is hutra, it's mutter, even if it's efshel v'kayim shneihem. So ein achinami. The Ran Shita is that if a person, letzorech achila, were to go ahead and pick an apple on yantiv, even though kotzer is before lisha, guess what? That's an issa drabana. That's an issa drabana. Because why should that fly in the face of hutra? Why should it fly in the face of hutra? Wow. So these are incredibly different terutzim. The Ri, the Rashba, that Marbishun is an issa drabana. And this drabana is only when it comes to Shabbos as opposed to yantiv. Wow. The Ran, there's absolutely no difference in Shabbos and yantiv. The difference is ocho nefesh, which obviously doesn't apply on Shabbos, but pikoach nefesh, that applies on both. And whenever it applies, it's considered to be duchli, and it's not hutra. And then you have the chiddush of Or Sameach, El Chushabbos Perek Yuches, where Sameach writes, the difference is not Shabbos versus Yantif, Pikuach Nefesh versus Ocho Nefesh. Even within cases of Pikuach Nefesh, or maybe even within cases of Ocho Nefesh, you have to assess each and every malacha individually. What is true of malacha A is not necessarily true of Malacha B. Wow. When you're talking about, for example, cases of kotzer. Oh, maybe one could argue that Marva B'Shur is absolutely yasser. It's absolutely yasser. What are you going to say? It's one branch. Yeah, but if the branch is laden with multiple fruit and another is not, maybe that is considered to be an enhanced, a step up of kotzer. You know, the shear, for example, of kotzer is going to be right, a kagrogris. Oh, so you know what? I'll cut this very same branch, but on this branch, you don't have a kagrogris of olcha. On this branch, you do have a kagrogris of olcha. So one is a malach and one is chatzi shear. No, I cut a branch. The branch was the same thickness. One has fruit, one doesn't have fruit. You know, you're not, that's true. But in terms of that, the ksira saperos, whoa. No, so in such a case, there's a world of difference whether it has fruit, doesn't, the quantity of fruit. That is qualitatively a different act of kotzer. That's a different act of kotzer. What about when it comes to bishul? When it comes to bishul, maybe that's the chiddush of the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. That when it comes to bishul, marba bishur nizmut. Wow. And I'll tell you a secret. Maybe that's true when it comes to Shabbos. Even when it comes to Shabbos. Even when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Why would that be? What exactly are you doing when it comes to Bishul? You know, let's just say, for example, hands-on, I'm performing the Malacha. I'm grinding this and I'm grinding that. Okay. You know, I'm writing this and I'm writing that. Well, I understand. Mar Bishur, Mar Malacha, I get that. Now, what are you doing when it comes to Bishul? When it comes to Bishul? Now you're blowing all your hot air on the, and it's boiling. No, not yet. All you're doing is taking a pot and putting it on the stove. Is it really a qualitatively different nesina? Whether, you know, this pot has one piece of meat or two pieces of meat. It's a 5-pound piece of meat as opposed to a 3-pound piece of meat. Let's assume, for example, a person engages on shechita on Shabbos, and one animal weighs 50 pounds, another animal weighs 150 pounds, it's more of an Isra of Tilas Neshama. for the 150-pound animal as opposed to the 50-pound animal? You're going to tell me, no, this is cessation of life, the tilas neshama. And whether the animal weighs this or weighs that is wholly irrelevant. Wholly irrelevant for the hagdar of netilas neshama. So the fact that the animal is larger or smaller, you know what I will tell you? That's not called marba b'shiurim. It's the same yisurav. And you know what? If you have to engage in shchita for the purpose of pikuach nefesh, I really have to take the smallest animal possible. It's less of an isra of netilas neshama if the animal is smaller or bigger. There lachora, you would tell me that, you know what, it's exactly the same isra. That's not even called marba b'shiurim. You know, maybe that's true when it comes to bishul as well. After all, you know, that the nesinas hakadera al ha'esh is different as to whether it's 3 pounds or whether it's 5 pounds. When it comes to kotzer, maybe not. Absolutely not. And therefore, maybe I'll argue, you know what? If it is an enhanced ksira, if now more peros are severed from its source, that's an issa d'araisa. That's an issa d'araisa. That's a very, very heavy, heavy issue. Maybe certain cases are clear, certain cases are a little bit blurred. But the Chafetz Chaim has a magnificent sefer called Machni Yisrael. Machni Yisrael, a sefer that Chafetz Chaim wrote for soldiers, right? Who, you know, have to fight, but they're fighting on Shabbos. How they have to... It's a lengthy footnote. Take a look. A lengthy footnote. Huge. You know? What is the halach of Mar B'Bishum when it comes to Hotzah? Mar B'Bishum when it comes to Hotzah. Well, a soldier has to carry... You know, so once he's carrying, he has to carry his weapons. That's Mamish B'Kuach Nefesh, no? That's Mamish B'Kuach Nefesh. Is there any license that once the soldier is carrying under pikuach nefesh, he can carry something in addition to? For example, not only his rifle, not only his machine gun, his tefillin. That's the footnote, the chavetz. Or no, it's Shabbos. A soldier has his armaments. No, what are his armaments? His kli neshek, his tefillin, right? And his weapon. Go. Oh, now it's Shabbos. You know what? So I have to leave the tefillin behind and I'll just carry the rifle. No? Tomorrow, Sunday, I won't have my tefillin because I left it. You won't have your tefillin. So you won't fulfill the mitzvah, but you can't be machal Shabbos in order to carry it. I'm carrying anyway. I mean, mar b'shiurin. So is mar b'shiurin mutter? Is it nisad rabbanan? Is it nisad araisa? Oh, mar b'shiurin. So you can tell me the following, as a default position, you know? Oh, here we're talking about Shabbos. You know what? Oh, so they read the Rashba. Shabbos. That's an Issud Rabbanan. They want a Bashir. Oh, the Ran. Here we're talking about a Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, that's an Issud Araisa. An Issud Araisa. Let's assume each Malacha is going to be assessed individually. What about when it comes to Hotzah? Would I say that, you know what, carrying a little bit more is similar to Marba B'Malacha? You mean the Malacha of Hotzah relates to every Chafetz granularly? Or no, that maybe is similar to like a Chafetz Bishul. Chavetz Chaim has a very unusual psak. It's like fascinating that, you know what? The soldier should not be carrying his rifle in the right hand and his tefillin in the left hand. Hard to call that one composite hotzah and all that is marba b'shiurim. But if he's carrying the tefillin with the rifle, you know what? There, that can be considered to be the type of marba b'shiurim which is much of the tzarech. That was the maskana of the that footnote in Chafetz Chaim, no? To carry the tefillin together with the rifle, where it's the same act of hotzah. It's just, you know what? It's going to be a pound and a half heavier. Okay, that is a new act of hotzah. As opposed to carrying this here and that there, where, yeah, maybe there is no tziruf. It's like a fascinating view. But these are the shittas in terms of how to resolve, right, that difficulty, that contradiction. Well, so if that really is true, so the Chiddush of Shmuel is just, you know, he's making you aware. You know that, don't forget that Sugya Daf Yud Zayin, Mar B'Shurin is also relevant here. And here indeed you can be Marba, Mar B'Shurin. As you pointed out, it doesn't seem that way from the Rosh. Because the Rosh says, you know what, Rav Abba Bar Abba doesn't agree with Shmuel and says more. He disagrees with Shmuel. You cannot do this. You cannot do this. What do you mean you cannot do this? What does it mean, Mar B'Shurin? Pashup Shad, according to the Rosh, as follows. No. The Rosh was understanding Shmuel in a very, very different way. You know, I have one piece of meat here, and I have one piece of meat there. Each piece of meat is separate. Each piece of meat is separate. It's not a matter of just, you know, turning over the salt on one limited area, which will end up salting two different pieces of meat. Each piece of meat is considered to be viewed separately. But you know what? I can do it b'charatircha. You know what? I can go ahead and just flip it over this way, or I can go ahead and spread it this way. If I spread it this way, guess what? Ooh, the radius is going to be larger, and it's going to cover a second piece of meat. That I can disagree with. That's marba b'shiurim. If you're dealing with two chatichos, that each one is bifnei atzmo, you know what? That's considered to be an independent act of melicha, chaticha A and chaticha B. Oh, what's Shmuel's chiddush? No. Since it's done b'chada tircha, we view that as marba b'shiurim. That's a kula. That's a very great chiddush. No? I agree with the sugya and daf yud zayin that marba b'shiurim is mutar. I agree that's true. Who says this is a case of marba b'shiurim? This is a case of marba malacha. Because kol achas v'achas levada. Each chatich is by itself. Poshub shakas the chiddush of the rush. That, you know what? Who says we consider this to be a case of Rabbi Shurin? And therefore, when Abraham Rabbi had to come on to Harama, it was because less late time of cloud, Bishirusa de Shmuel. He vehemently disagreed. If you're going to be malayah something separate, you need a separate justification for that. That's not called Marbi Shurin. That's considered to be that which is Marbi Malacha. And therefore, Rabbi says, I have to come on to something else. And something else is astounding, no? Something else is Aharama. Wow. Ravav Dabarava, Ma'arim, Umalach Garma. Wow. Interesting, just the Gemara doesn't even say this as a halacha psuka, that Ravav Dabarava Amar, Ma'arim Adam, Umalach Garma. The Gemara just records that this is what Ravav Dabarava did, no? Not that this was a halacha psuka, but a halacha v'morim came that Ravav suggested, no? Fact, that will be very, very important. Very important, ooh, because the Mordechai knows again. No? All of a sudden, Aharama. Enochinami. This is really seemingly problematic. No? You know, in essence, you're doing a separate act of Malicha. And that clearly is Aser. No? But you know what? If you can do it in such a way that you cover, ooh, we have Daftes. You know? Marisai, come to the perception. Do it in such a way that, you know, there's no perception of wrong. Okay, then you're going to be okay. So Rav would go ahead and be maleach this. Anybody was saying, why are you doing it? For the purpose of ocha nefesh. All of a sudden, you know, he would look at it and announce, this isn't quite the choice cut that I thought it was, and now I'm going to be maleach that. Okay? But still, the perception was, is each malicha was justified based on ochel nefesh, and therefore, indeed, it's mutter. Wow. A sugya later on, daf lamed zayin amud aleph, the Gemara quotes a braisa. No? Oso ve'espeno shenaflu labor. You know what? All of a sudden, no, it's yantid. And the mother, the child, you know, they fall into a pit. If this was chol, you know what I would do? I would hoist them out of the pit. I would hoist these animals out of the pit. You know? Okay. You know what the difficulty is? It's yantiv. And one does not do that on yantiv unless it's under the guise of ochel nefesh. Great. So, you know, hoist it up and do shchita. Hoist it up the purpose of shchita. What do you mean? It's also the espino. Lo sishchatu b'yom echad. You cannot be shochet both b'yom echad. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua says the following. Mala sarishon amanas l'shochta, hoist the first one up, having in mind your dushita ve'eno shochta, and change your mind. Get the first one out of the pit, then you know what? Turn to everyone around you and say, you know what? Oh, you know, I see this animal. It really suffered in the pit. You know what? I can't do a shchita right now. V'chozer mara mala sheni, and now get the other one out. So again, a person is relying on such a ram as well. Cover the perception. The perception is you're doing it for the purpose of simchas yantiv, for ochel nefesh. Even though that really wasn't your true mind. Okay. And that's okay. That's okay. All right. That's other sugyav, which is haram. Interesting. There, the Gemara just says that, you know, that Malas Harishon sounds like this is a universal hetek. No? Our Gemara, not so clear if it's universal. The Gemara just says, Rav Adam Rava did so. Oh, the reason I emphasize this is Shabbos Kufanates. The Gemara has another case that now the Gemara tells the story of Rav Huna bar Rabbi Chivon, or Rav Yehuda bar Rabbi Chalvan. Okay. Right. He wanted to get to the other side of the river. He wanted, but you're going to go on a boat on Shabbos and go to the other side of the river? The Gemara says the following, Ozo v'na'im v'malva. You know what he did? He told everybody he's very, very tired. He's going to sit on the bench. No, he sat on the bench in the boat. And you know what? All of a sudden, no, v'av lahim yisa. No, and all of a sudden he ended up on the other side of that riverbank, you know, in the Sire Peri. He was able to see his peros, exactly how indeed they were. That was kind of his intent, right? And he said the following, that ana leminam kamechavim. Now that, you know, I was just very tired, I had to sit down, I had to sit down on the bench. To my surprise, lo and behold, they ended up on the other side of the river. So that's where the Gemara spells out. Ravashi says the following, that harama kamert. You're talking about a case of a harama. Harama, it's like a ploy, a legal fiction, a ploy. What do you mean? Harama bidirabananhi. Ooh, that's very important. This is harama regarding something that, it's not a malacha, it's not a malacha daraisa. We're talking about harama, Rashi spells out clearly, regarding that which would only be a din drabana. That would only be a din drabana in any case. Just consciously going on this boat, driven by the non-Jew, to go to the close distance. That would only be nisa drabana. And utsur me rabana lo osi the meva b'chachim. That's Lashon HaGemara. You're only dealing with a harama of a in Issud Rabbanan. And when you're dealing with certain Issuri Rabbanan, if you're dealing with a Tzur Mem Rabbanan, a Talmud Chacham, we're not concerned that if you violate Issud Rabbanan, Shema Yavali De Malacha, but even if you're not concerned that he will violate the Malacha, but you certainly have to cover the perception, because somebody else is going to see him do it and they're going to do it. Oh, so when it comes to a certain Isurei Drabanan, the issue is not a concern per se. The issue is one of the Marisayim Shiva. And if you can camouflage, guess what? That's okay. Surim Rabbanan lost the Meva B'chachila, and therefore you can engage Naharama to avoid the perception. Wow. So that Gemara Shabbos, Kufla Metes, that's critical for multiple reasons. Number one, the Gemara spells out clearly, harama regarding dinim drabanan. Harama regarding dinim drabanan. Okay? And then the Gemara says, you know what? Such cases are not universal. Yeah, but you have to cover the perception. Inachinami, that's the role of the harama, to cover the perception. Okay? And then, Yud Zayin with Beis. The Gemara is discussing the need for Erev Tav Shimon. Let's say a person did not make an Erev Tav Shimon. Guess what? So he is not allowed to do Malacha or Hakana from a Yantav to a Shabbos. He's not allowed to do so. Can he cook for Yantav? He can still cook for Yantav, no? He can't cook for Yantav to Shabbos, but cook for Yantav. Ochon Nefesh still applies. So what about the following? He'll cook for Yantav and Hosir and there's something left over. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. Im hosir, if you really cooked for yantif, there's something which is left over. Guess what? Im hosir. So you can use it on Shabbos. Even without Erev Tav Shimon. You can use it on Shabbos. Okay. And then the Gemara adds, however, don't you dare, ubavad shlo yarim. But don't you dare engage in a haram. Don't make it seem as if everything that you're doing now on Friday is Latsarach Yantiv, knowing in the back of your mind you didn't leave an Erev Tav Shimon. And lo and behold, oh, I have all these things that are left over because I prepared it under the guise that it was Letzorech Yantif, and you know what? It's not Letzorech Yantif. And there the Gemara says, woo, lo yarin, you cannot go ahead and do so. And furthermore, vim herim aser, and the food is aser b'achil if you do it. No? Wow. Sometimes have you surrey the Rabbanu Sidaf Yitzayin, you know what? Okay, l'chatchila, but b'dieved, it doesn't mean that it's nesar. Sometimes you have cases, manish nesar, nesar. No? So the Gemara says, you know what an example of that would be? Engaging in a haram on Yitmein Erev Toshin. Wow, so that's like pretty striking, no? So, you know, when you look at these cases, you have certain cases that the Gemara seems to say it's mutter for everyone. And you have certain cases where the Gemara seems to say, Beit Sedaf Yudzayim, that it's usr for everyone. And if you do it, it's even usr b'dieved. And Shabbos Kuflametes, that the Gemara spells out, that's at least explicit, that it can be mutter for some and usr to others, but just cover the perception. No? That's pretty fascinating. Pretty fascinating. Right? If you look at the Mordechai in our sugya, Tafresh Nunvav, so Mordechai writes the following, that you know what? That Yesh Omrim, Isma Vasa Dami Sharin Harama, only Mitzvah Mirabban. What the Gemara says in Shabbos and Avkuf Lametes, that you know what? Tzurmid Rabbanam, that is a requirement of every Sugya Varam. Every Sugya Varam. After all, that's why our Gemara, the Dafkur, Adab Rava, who, yes, was in that class of Tzurmid Rabbanam. He was able to do this, but don't you dare. He was able to do this. Yeah, Shabbos, Kuf Lametes. And even though those other Gemaras didn't spell it out, Hinachinami, that's the whole basis. There's certain Yisurei D'Rabbanan that are not necessarily universal. And a person, at least step one, some people have a right to say that, you know what, that lo osi l'meva l'chadchila, and all you have to do is cover their perception. And a chiddush, the Mordechai says, the Yesh Omrim, maybe that's true of all of these cases. All these cases. Wow. And that's against the Rosh. The Rosh and Shabbos, and Perichov and Simon Hay writes the following. No. That lo kol harama b'midi drabban and sharabim. Don't equate sugya to sugya to sugya. You know, each sugya is bedafka. There are different types, there are different degrees, different concerns, different chshoshos. There are certain cases of harama which is mutter l'chol adam. Oh, and guess what? The Rosh writes, for example, our Gemara. Rosh and Shabbos writes, our Gemara, it's not Dafkar of Adab Rava. The Gemara is just being made. This is what he did, but this is good for everyone. This is good for everyone. Tosos, we'll see. The top Tosos. You don't have to be the great Talmud Chacham in order to buy into this. And the Rosh writes, there are certain cases where Harama is a non-starter. Erev Tavshilin, Yud Zayin, also Chizik L'Divrayim. Okay? And therefore, Uvavash L'Yarm applies to everyone. And there are certain cases, Shabbos Kuf Lametes, where Chazal distinguished. Case by case. It's not one size fits all when it comes to cases of our own. So regardless of whether you assume, okay, Mordechai, they're up. But one thing seemingly is clear. Is there a common denominator in every one of these Gemaras, Beit Sedaf Yud Aleph, and Beit Sedaf Yud Zayin, and Beit Sedaf Lamed Zayin, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes, there seems to be a very compelling common denominator. No? That's what the Gemara stressed. Kuf Lamed Tes. Harama Bidrabanan. In all these cases, we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan. In all these cases, we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan. After our Gemara, Melichas Basa. Melichas Basa is an Issur D'Araisa. No, we just discussed. No, Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. That's the Gemara for Eshes and Shabbos. No, Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. Maybe we discussed, if you're talking about a Carbonola, maybe if you're talking about Chelev, which is Usr Ba'achila, okay. You're talking about hides, good. But you're talking about Ochel. Salting food is not tanning skins. And therefore, this is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Oh, so in Issur D'Rabbanan, sometimes harama indeed is allowed. The sugya and daf Yud Zayin of Erev Tavshilin, of course, only Issur D'Rabbanan. No, that was the Gemara Pesach and daf Mem Vav. If you're dealing with Issur D'Araisa, Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. If something is forbidden in the Torah, you can't just make an Erev Tavshilin. You have to cover yourself midaraisa. How do you cover yourself midaraisa? Rabba Ruchista, either Hoil, or Tzarchei Shabbos Nasa B'yantiv, Midrabanan, there's a need for an Erev Tavshilin. In other words, that you're dealing with an Isser Drabanan of Malacha or Achana B'li Erev Tavshilin. Okay, you're dealing with an Isser Drabanan. Okay, so that's why the Gemara introduces, what would you say in a case of Harama? In the case of Daf Lamed Zayin, Osev Espino, you're talking about being mishtamesh the behema. You're talking about a tircha, good, a tircha yaseira, but a tircha of, you know what, hoisting the animal out of the boar. You're not dealing with the malacha daraisa. You're dealing with the din derabanan, therefore your Shmuel says, you know, that's considered to be an option. The same thing is true with all of these sugyas, all these sugyas. We're dealing with the nisur derabanan, that's sugyim Shabbos kufanatayas. We're not talking about a malacha daraisa. And therefore, you're dealing with the din derabanan. That phrase in the Gemara in Shabbos, harama bidrabanani, is critical. Because the only time we're gana harama is when it comes to a din derabanan. And this is a very significant deal in Makor Chaim, in Siman Tav Mem Ches, in Chos Pesach. If something is considered to be a harama, is there an option of relying on a harama to somehow skirt Isurei Dareis? To somehow skirt Isurei Dareis. And that is the Chiddush that the Nesivos, the Makor Chaim, quotes the sheet of the Tfu Ashor, that writes, look, if something is considered to be a harama, you have to notch it down to an Issa Drabanan. If you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, then you know what? None of this works. Every sugya, without exception, is dealing with an Issa Drabanan. So that is the simen in the Makor Chaim of Mechiras Chametz. Well, and let's start. Let's step one. With an assumption, maybe that's a wrong assumption, that Mechiras Chametz should be part of this category. Like we all kind of know, we wink, you know, why in the world are you selling the Chametz for this week? Right? And why exactly does it say, guess what, next week, you know, yeah, because this is a way of avoiding an Isser. This is a way of avoiding an Isser. So we're going ahead and selling something to a guy in order to skirt, in order to win an Isser what? An Isser Daraisa? Or an Isser Drabanan? Here, the Torah writes the following. You know, there's our Mechiras Chametz, and there was a Mechira of old, you know? Our Mechiras Chametz, you know? We don't have farms, but we're kind of wealthy, no? We have closets and cabinets and kitchens full of chametz, you know? Our schnapps cellar, no? Full of chametz, you know? I'm not worried about the cows, I'm worried about my schnapps, you know what? So, selling it to goy in order to go it into a void. Oh, so that's a fascinating deal that the Torah writes as follows. Does it matter whether there's Bahir on by Matzei Daraisa? Or is this only a Dindra Abanan? Should one argue as follows, if you're really talking about Chametz Gamur, where there will be an Issa Daraisa Bahir on by Matzei, if you eat it, it's going to be Chayiv Kares. So for that, Harama's off the table. If you're dealing harama bidrabanan ka'amrit, so maybe that would be okay. But maybe one could argue that, you know what, the sale of chametz gamur, the sale is a harama, chametz gamur, in Isser Bahir Matzei Daraisa, and therefore, maybe that's a non-starter. Or the Torah writes the following. What was the old example of Mechiras Chametz? That they sold the chametz. How much chametz did they have, you know? They didn't sell the chametz. They sold that behemos. An animal had to be fed. And the animal feed was chametz. So what exactly do you do? Well, I'll tell you the following. I will sell the animal to the guy. So if the animal belongs to the guy and they are feeding the animal chametz, that is not considered to be my being nene from chametz of Pesach because the animal is not mine. The Isser Hana of Chametz of Pesach, of course, is an Isser Daraisa. And therefore, selling the animal to a guy in order to allow it to be fed. That's how Ramana comes to Dindaraisa. Wow. So Tfosha writes the following. Selling an animal to a guy in order to, whoa, that's terrible. And there, we're going to say Asa. Selling the chametz that you should avoid bar mamatzai. Oh, so maybe one question, is this chametz gamur or is it not? Okay. Maybe number two, pretty big chiddush, no? The Nesivus mentions the following, that do I need a mechira to go ahead and to avoid Bairam by Matzeh? Do I need a mechira to Psachim Dat Aleph? No, Midaraisa Bebitul Baal Masagi. To avoid the Isra Bairam by Matzeh Daraisa, I don't need any of this. Bitul Chametz is sufficient. Midaraisa Bitul Baal Masagi. That's like a great chiddush, no? Tur Shorites and that Nesivus. This is found in a different context in the Ksos, Kuptsari Dalet, Sipat Melet, that Midaraisa Bitul Baal Masagi. And therefore, then this whole Mechiras Chametz is considered Drabana. Lamay Nafkamina. The Nesivus is talking about Arsagi Harama. The Ksos is talking about something else. No? Which kinyanim do we use in order to transfer the chametz to the guy? So in that context, the Ktzos writes a chiddush that, you know what? That midaraisa bitul baal masagi. So the need for the transfer is only a din derabanan. So therefore, even if you're only using kinyanim derabanan, that would be sufficient because midaraisa bitul baal masagi. Well, that's the other application of the Ktzos. One is, what substance do we sell to the guy? The other is, how do you sell it to the guy? One could raise a fascinating deal. If there's an issa d'raisa b'ayra matzeh, and I only sell it to a guy with a kinyan d'rabanan, does that help? No? I made a kinyan d'rabanan to acquire my dalet meaning. Is it lochem midaraisa if I acquired it with a kinyan d'rabanan? I understand. That's v'ksosar, it's midaraisa b'tol ba masagi. You know what's not simple with that whatsoever. The Ksam Sofer points this out, the Chosh Mishpat, and Simen Yud Aleph. When a person goes ahead and sells his chametz to the guy, that's included in the Kol Chamira. That's included in Midaraisa Bitul Baal Masagi. You're right, I don't have to sell it to the guy. If I were just to be mafkir all my chametz, I wouldn't be chayiv. But at the end of the day, I'm really being mafkir that chametz. I'm being mafkir that chametz. L'chora, not at all. You know, it's a fascinating issue. Now, like, when we say the kol chamira, what exactly is it that we're referring to, given the fact that we're selling all our chametz to the guy? Some self-variety thinks it's the repashut. Whatever is being sold to the guy is not included in the bittul. Imagine someone, you're selling thousands of dollars of shops to the guy, and I go and I take it. And I take it and say, what do you mean? You said kol chamira. In mevatel l'chametz, you know what the answer is? No, I was not mevatel l'chametz that was subject to mechira. It's a chiddush to assume that the mechira is chametz is only a din d'rabanan because you could have. Wow. So is that really the case though? So when it comes to the mechiras chametz, real chametz be'en, we're selling the animals, that's out of the question. Because that's a haram regarding that which is an isser, daraisa. So the Nesivus points out, but I want you to take a look at the Stav of Makor Chaim, if you haven't seen it yet. There really is a fundamental difference. You know, because when you do these sugyas of harama, I will tell you there are two critical words, no? And the words make a world of difference. You know, one word is the what question, what. Another word is the why question, no? The why question. In my mind, that's critical, no? The what and the why, What are you doing and why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? That, I think, is fundamentally different. In all these cases, where the Gemara says, you know what, under this limited circumstance, we're going to allow a haram. I'll ask you the what question. What are you doing? You know what the answer is? Base it off your base. What am I doing? I am salting a piece of meat. Now, salting a piece of meat is an issa drabanan. Salting a piece of meat is an issa drabanan. It's allowed for pikuach, it's allowed for ocha nefesh. Yeah, but I'm not doing it for ocha nefesh. No? I'm not doing it for ocha nefesh. I'm doing that which is an issa drabanan. Daf lamed zayin. I'm hoisting an animal out of a boar which is an issa drabanan. And guess what? I turned to my friend who gave me the stare, and I said, I'm doing it for the purpose of ocha nefesh. I'm doing that which is an issa drabanan, and I'm kind of just couching the perception. No? I all of a sudden I'm in a boat, and I position myself in the boat to get to the other side, but I turn to the guy and say, you know what? I happen to have fallen asleep. I went ahead and hosted the Shabbos because I forgot the name of Tashilin. And I'm telling you, you know what? No, this is just natural leftovers. Nothing at all to do with the fact that tomorrow is Shabbos. In all those cases, clearly, the what question? The what is you did Melech HaSavera. But you cover the perception by explaining it differently. I would tell you that's very different from a case of Mechiras Chametz. No? That's not a what question, that's a why question. What, the Mechira is a joke? The Mechira is not binding? The Mechira was done B'li Kinyanim? I just told you I sold the Chametz when I didn't tell you I sold the Chametz? I told you I sold my animals when I didn't really sell the animals? The Kinyan was 100% binding. The Kinyan is a Kinyan Gamor. The Chametz, the animal, absolutely positively belongs to the guy. There's no question. You know what? You'll tap me on the shoulder and ask me the fun question. Like, you wink. You know, why did you do this? Why did you sell this to the guy? And it happens to be Erev Pesach. And why did you say, oh, the Mechir is binding, lease is binding for, you know, the 10 bit? Yeah, all of that is just a why question. Why did you sell it now? Why are you selling the Chametz? Why is... But the why question does not impact or affect in any shape or form on the reality that the Kinyan was an absolute Kinyan Gamor. An absolute Kinyan Gamor. In that type of case, where the Harama is motivational, but at the end of the day, whatever is being done is in this case a Kinyan Gamor, or it's Heter Gamor, that's limited to a Din Darabanan. Obviously, the first category, what you're doing is the Malachis Issa, but you're couching the perception. Whoa, maybe that only applies to Talmud Chacham. Maybe that only applies to selected cases. That clearly only applies in Nisa Drabanan. No one's going to say you're doing Nisa Daraisa, but couch the perception. But if you're dealing with cases where, what do you mean that this works? It's just a question of why you're doing so. How do you know that that Harama, I can apply the Sugyan Shabbos Kuflamateis, Harama Bidrabanani. Harama Bidrabanani. And I'll bring you a raya, but you know what? Guess what? The raya might be very, very problematic. Very problematic. You know what the raya is? Perek Dalet of Maaser Sheni. Perek Dalet of Maaser Sheni. Marimim al Maaser Sheni. It's a Mishnah, no? It's a Mishnah. You know what? A person can engage in a harama to avoid adding a chomesh to pidyon maaser sheni. If you are being poed to your own maaser sheni, you have to add, right, what we call a quarter, 25%. Chomesh milabar. Okay? That's only true if it is you who are being poed to your maaser sheni. Well, I'll tell you an incredible harama. You know what? I'll be makna the money to you. You do that to pinyon. You take the money that I was makna to you. You do that to pinyon. The maaser sheni is mine. You're doing the act of pinyon. There's no tosefes chomesh. Let's say this is not recommended. This is tier two. I'll be makna the payros to you. And I'll do that to pinyon. Okay, so I'm doing that to pinyon on payros. I was makna to you. Guess what? This is a Mishnah. Marimim al Maaser Sheni. That's a Din Rabbanan. Tosefes Chomesh is a Din. That's a Din Daraisa. That's a Din Daraisa. And yet, it's a Mishnah. Marimim al Maaser Sheni. You see, it works. It works when it comes to Din Daraisa. It's against all of our Gemaras. No, you know what the answer is? In our Gemaras, it doesn't work. No, in those Gemaras, of course it works. When I'm makne the Meister Sheni to you, when I'm makne the most to you, it's a kinyan gomer midaraisa, the peros belong to you, or the most belong to you. It's just a why question. Why am I being makne the most of the peros to you? The why question? Because I want to avoid Tosefes Chomesh. But that's a motivational question, that's a why question. Whoa. So I will tell you, Arai Mochachas, prepared Dada Meister Sheni, that works even on Din Daraisa, except you know what my problem is? I want you to take a look at Yerushalmi. Dalit Gimel, Yerushalmi says, what in the world? Since when do you have a right to rely on Harama? And you know what Yerushalmi answers? Because there's a pasuk when it comes to Meister Sheni. A pasuk in Yedalit and Dvarim, Rei, Yevarechach Hashem Elokecha. Because the Torah is out of its way and says there's a Tosefes Bracha when it comes to Meister Sheni and Pidyon Meister Sheni that allows you to do this, but otherwise you would not. Ooh, maybe that's the Raya now in the opposite direction. But even when a harama works, the default position is it doesn't work even when it's good, unless there's some Gzeiras HaKasa. So we'll have to take a look, but Lundin Nesivas, and take a look at that Yerushalmi.